The jury's out.
I'm a princess, and I'm like, I'm not going to fly economy.
And that's on growing up.
I am, like, chasing that feeling of having a crush so badly, and I don't have that. What's the point?
But I was like, I'm not going to have sex with you at 2 p.m. after I just ate some dumplings. Slithered back in. He said, hey, Adam, how's it going?
We shall.
We shall what?
Start chit-chatting.
We're back.
You're What's back. Up?
I was asking Adam how it is his last week of being 27.
It's bliss because I got out of my one-day trip to London.
Yeah.
That would have been absolutely mental.
I know. I don't think I talked about this on the podcast because we haven't recorded in 2 weeks. And it's came up also like a week before. But basically, my birthday is on Monday. And work was going to send me to London, but not even like London proper, like the outskirts of London, an hour and a half from the city.
So like not London.
So not so, like, going I would fly to into England. London. Yeah, but I'd be going like an hour and a half from London.
Okay.
So it's easier for me to say, oh, I was supposed to go to London.
Yeah. But
I'm prefacing that it actually isn't London because it's not like a glamorous trip that would have been fun to have for my birthday.
Where would you be going? Like a convention center or like?
Basically, yes.
Okay.
So it'd be me at a conference all day. I'd have to, all my birthday. So this happens to be on my birthday. And the sales rep for the conference is trying to sell me on me us celebrating my birthday at this conference. She was like, this is perfect. Like, we'll get you a cake. It'll be so fun. I'm like, this sounds like my actual worst nightmare is me having to go for literally 16 hours.
Yeah.
I would have had to fly out Saturday, land Sunday. I could have spent Sunday in London, so that would have been fun. But then Saturday, I would have had to be at this conference the entire day and then fly out Tuesday.
Brutal. So it was just like
not fun. And anyways, I got out of it as of this morning.
How did you get out of it?
I told my boss, I was like, this is a week in advance.
Right.
And also for me, I'm a princess and I'm like, I'm not going to fly economy for but I'm not going to fly economy for like a 12-hour trip where I have to like go talk to people for 12 hours. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, the whole purpose is you being on your game.
Yeah.
You need to sleep on these like red eye. You need to get a red eye flight.
It's a business expense.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like normally I'm allowed to fly business if we're crossing a border. So if you're like going more than 6 hours or crossing a border, you can book a business class seat. But because this is a week in advance, a business class seat is like $15,000.
True.
So I was like, do you guys really want to pay $15,000 for my flight ticket to send me over there? And they were definitely like, you know, if you feel like you can put on a good show, then I think this would be good. But if you don't feel like you can put on a good show, then don't feel pressured. And I was like, I don't feel like I could put on a good show. So, and luckily it was like me and one of my friends. So it wasn't just me being like, I don't want to go. It was like me and him collectively being like, this is too much.
Okay.
So anyways, long story short, got out of London. So now we can actually do something for my birthday.
How exciting.
Where are you thinking?
Oh, you know, the classic Adam Harrison spot. Just take a guess.
Well, you already said it, I think.
Oh, did I?
Well, to me, at least, when you were talking through what you would do if you got out of it.
Oh, okay.
Well, I
so
was
I'm assuming
told as well.
I'm
so
assuming we're going to Bond Street.
Yes, of course. I love Bond Street.
I went there on Thursday.
Oh, did
so
you?
So good.
Love.
Yeah. Bond Street. Is this your second year doing it there or third year? Because I feel like it might be your third year.
I think it's my third.
Yeah.
Because the 1 year
we always go there for your birthday. Like, that's the only time I ever go there is for your birthday.
I just like love Bond Street. It's so sexy and it's just like a nice place. The food's good.
It
the
is
drinks
a vibe
are reliable. I love the spicy shishito margarita, you know?
Yeah.
Or a lychee martini. Like, everything there is just, it's good.
I love it.
It is good.
You've created a tradition for yourself.
Yeah, exactly. And it's just like a vibe. And the last time I was there, was when I was on a date with Hillstone and we sat next to Chelsea Cutler. I think I talked about that on the podcast.
Yes, you did.
So it's just a good spot for me, guys.
The last time you were there, you were on a date with Chelsea Cutler, essentially.
Exactly. I was not on a date with Hillstone. I was with Chelsea Cutler.
That's the way you can remember it, at least, just for like the sake of good memories.
Exactly. So what I'm thinking is a Monday birthday is tough. You know, like I could do something the weekend before, but since it's so last minute, I was like, I don't really feel like planning anything. And also it's 28, so I'm kind of like, it's not really a monumental birthday. Like I think for 29 I'll reinstitute throwing a party and doing like a whole going out thing
because it's your last year of your 20s. Is that why? Like, why is 29?
Well, I honestly just think, you know, like this year it's just too last minute because for the last couple of weeks I've been like having this trip hanging over my shoulder.
True, you know? True, true. You didn't know for sure if you were gonna. Very fair.
So
very fair.
And so since it's so last minute, I'm kind of like, oh, okay. Like, I think a dinner on Monday will be nice. Cause it's like, it's not
I
like,
I think that'd be so great. I love birthday dinners. I feel like birthday dinners, you can actually like talk to people. You can like, it's kind of like a crossover event
because they bring people together.
Yeah. Like not like multiple different, like, you know, groups of people can come together that you like, that all the common thread is knowing you, which is cool. I mean, I'm saying that like while I already have my party planned, like I'm having a party,
but like, I think parties are so fun also.
But you know? Also have to have a party every year just based on your birthday.
Yeah, you're locked into that.
Cause it's Halloween and no one else has plans for, like, no one has plans for Halloween. So like I have created people's plans for the past like 5 years. So
yeah,
it would be rude for me to stop the party.
You're the queen of Katie Ween.
But I will say, like, as time has gone on, like I was just like, honestly, last night before going to bed, thinking through like the guest list of people I will invite to that. And it's funny how like I was like thinking through, because I have like one that's saved in my phone from like previous years, and I was like, wait, I'm not friends with half these people anymore, really. Like, I'm not close
yeah.
like invite level. And that's on growing up. And that's why birthday dinners make a lot more sense, I think, now, because it's like you get your core people in the room and you don't have to feel like you need to invite, like, just to get bodies, you know, like.
Right.
But I kind of do feel like there is still fun in that. It's like, if you want to have a rager birthday party, like, I was thinking if I had a birthday party, I'd be like, everybody is required to bring a plus one.
Yeah.
You know, like, true. I feel like a party like that would be so fun.
Yeah. I think with your party too, it's fun because it really is like the one time of year that people from different circles really show up and show out.
Well, aside from your holiday party.
I know. Well, I was going to say that was the next one.
Your holiday party and then future prom party that you're going
to
throw.
I know. The prom needs to happen next year.
Yeah, we got to have two prom.
But I think I have to change. I really wanted to have the holiday party, and we've already started talking to this diner about hosting it there. Because I just love the idea of it, but I think it's better suited for prom, that it feels like it's in a cafeteria or something.
Yeah.
For holidays, I feel like we need to have it somewhere else.
Yeah.
And it's not big enough, I don't think. It's pretty small.
The diner?
Yeah, and the prom can be a more intimate group. The holiday party is always, people bring like 20 people.
I same actually with Halloween.
Saw some of the boys who have a competing holiday party that happened to be on the same night as our party last year, and they ended up canceling it because of our party. But I meant to pitch him on the idea
of doing a joint.
Just them incorporating their party into ours.
Yeah, like combining the combination of parties.
Right. It's happened the past 2 years that they've been on the same either weekend or night.
Isn't it kind of a compliment that they had to cancel their party? Because yes, your party was so much better. Because your party had all the RSVPs. Well, and also I feel like you kind of got the ball rolling before them in terms of like sending the invites out. Like, I send my invitations out for my Halloween party a month and a half in advance, like, for the most part.
My home friends are coming. I already told them.
Just because, like, people start kind of thinking about what they're going to do. If they're going to go away for the weekend, like, I need to make sure people are here and ready and have their costumes. And they have no excuse to not have a costume if they have over a month to think about
it. Wait, we should get, like, a party bus again. Remember when we did the limo for
that was you and so Shay's fun. Birthday?
And then it hit the pregnant lady.
Yeah, that was really bad.
There was, we chartered a limo just to drive around the block a few times, like, really just for the aesthetic, because the party,
joyride was so fun.
The party was so close, and the limo driver accidentally hit not like a pregnant lady in the street, but like in the car. Like, she was in a car.
Yes.
And she was luckily in like a BMW SUV too, and the guy tried to pretend that it didn't happen.
Yeah.
Right, the driver was like, that wasn't me.
We're like, a little anticlimactic. We thought it was gonna be like a fun little joyride, and pregnant lady gets hit.
It was a little fender bender, though, luckily. It wasn't anything crazy, but...
Wait, was that in my... I think that was in my ride, or was it your... Yeah, I think it was in mine.
Just a little fender bender.
I was in the car, and then the woman was, like, screaming at the driver with her window down, and then we ended up having to pull over, and luckily it was, like, right by the venue, so then we walked an extra, like, 15 steps to get
there. We were so confused as what was going on, though.
Yeah, it was very confusing.
Well, we were also, like, a little bit drunk, I feel like. I was absolutely already there. I wasn't in the car, but I feel like I was, you know?
Yeah.
I've made for a good story.
Heard about this. I think I was in the second group that went.
I think you were in the last group because it was at your house, the pregame.
Right, but was there only two groups? There was more than maybe. Two? I think there was two groups.
I don't know.
Because some people, like, didn't take the limo. They just, like, were boring and...
you know, walked there. 7 minutes.
Walked 7 minutes. Like, why would you walk 7 minutes right. if you could take a joyride in a limo around right. two blocks and pay like $500 for it?
Those
like,
people are boring.
Literally.
People are boring.
Be more fun.
So true.
Okay, so we have a lot of parties on our horizon, and that sounds like fun.
Parties, parties, yeah. parties.
I need to wake up by then.
Bus, club, another club.
Well, you guys have been partied out. Like, I can't wait to hear about all of your events the past couple of days.
Colby got to see Paris Hilton.
I did get to see Paris Hilton. That made my whole world.
Yeah, did it you peak amazing. In that moment, or what's the, give us it the whole scenario.
It was so amazing.
Not only did and you see her, but you saw her perform.
Yeah, she sang Stars Are Blind. And she sang Bad Bitch Academy. She actually played that twice because she brought Megan Thee Stallion out. And she's on, like, one version of it. And also, Kathy Hilton went on the stage. And Nikki Hilton, like, all the girls were together. It was amazing. Also, that party was, like, just crazy. The venue was so cool. It was at the Hall des Lumières or whatever, and I always walk past that because it's pretty close to my apartment. And I know Robert Kraft got married there last year. Erin Leachy, who's on Real Housewives of New York, had her engagement party there that they filmed for it. But I met Miguel from Love Island, and I took a photo with him, and I will cherish that forever. And then I actually then saw the rest, or not the rest, but a lot more of the cast of Love Island on Saturday. They were sitting on the stoop next to Bobo, Liv, Kaylor,
yeah.
and this guy, Kendall. And Miguel on the TV show looks like he would be 6'5", and he was maybe 6 foot flat, if that. But
okay, so still tall. Still tall.
Add a few inches for sure. Like
his abs?
Yeah.
Wait, so was he shirtless?
Yeah, he had like a jacket on, but no shirt under it.
On the wow. stoop of next to Bobo?
No. This was at the... I saw him at the party, but the rest of the people that I saw were at the stoop oh next my to God. Bobo. In like the most actually insane outfits as well. And Kaylor was like ripping a cigarette.
Well, yeah, because there's a smoke shop right there.
Yeah.
When I was visualizing the stoop next to Bobo, that's next to the smoke shop.
Yeah, and Kendall was on the phone just like looking insane in the middle of the street, and then they went to Little Ruby's.
I went to Little Ruby's yesterday. So good.
Oh, yeah, it looked good.
Yeah.
So
it
good.
It looked so good.
I love
it
that place.
It made me want it.
I love Little Ruby's, and they just opened a little outdoor section.
Oh, they did?
That's funny. I feel like the Love Island, like Love Island people, I feel like never used to be involved in Fashion Week and things like that.
Yeah.
But now all these like reality stars are becoming
celebrities
overnight and becoming involved in all of the
well,
fashion.
Also Love Island US like wasn't even a thing until this year.
True.
I feel like you never really heard about people watching it or it being good, and this year they just really nailed it.
I noticed that recently, like those shows must have very cult huge followings, because even like the Netflix shows, like the
Love is Blind,
like those people get like 700,000 followers overnight.
I love Love is Blind. I don't watch Love Island, but I love Love is Blind. So much tea. And they just announced they're launching DC. Love is Blind, really? DC. They've already filmed it. It's coming out. Like,
oh, I'm excited.
I believe
for that.
Any day now, which is crazy. Like, they just wrapped the UK, I feel like. Like, they're yeah. just like constantly. If you think about Love is Blind, the model is probably not that expensive, like, of a production.
Oh, for sure.
Because it's like they have all these, like, honestly, like, these sets built, and they're in these just sets, like, controlled pods, environment, yeah. the pods, for 2 weeks. Controlled environment, controlled cameras, like they know how, like what they're filming, whatnot. Maybe the hard part is then, like, when they leave the pods, having to, like, you know, with the cameras and stuff and the editing. But I feel like it's, like, honestly genius. And they can just do one in every single city and people will be buzzing for it.
Yeah.
Like, if they didn't do a New York City one yet. Like, I would be so.
I didn't even know they were geography based, honestly.
Like, I would love
yeah,
to see.
Yeah, it took me a while to figure that out.
A New York City one. Well, I think now they're starting to realize, like, oh, we should probably name the seasons. Like,
yeah.
Love is
yeah.
Blind DC. Because they did, like, Love is Blind UK the first season, yeah. which was really good.
I can't
Love is
wait
Blind
to watch that.
US. But I think, like, they didn't, it wasn't clear, like, that most of the seasons I think they shot before were in the South. Like, mm-hmm. I think they shot.
It was, like, Charlotte,
Austin.
Was one.
I think Texas was one.
Yeah.
Yeah. So now it's like, okay.
They're doing Boston now, and I'm so curious what type of people they're going to go after.
I think Colby should move there for like a week and then do that.
I think they're already filming it.
Damn it.
Wait, you can definitely, I mean, assuming they were new, like, you can totally throw your hat in the ring for the next season.
Well, no, when they come don't to New York, do it. Yeah.
When they come they to New York City. They
don't do it in the same city again.
Oh, they don't?
No. Oh, they, like, travel around. I see.
Okay, I'm following now.
Yeah. Wherever they can build the pods, I guess.
Yeah.
Where would they build the pods?
Great for New York.
If I were going on a Love TV show, I would go on Love Island.
Okay.
Not The Bachelor?
No.
No.
I would go lay in a villa in Fiji for 3 months.
I feel like Love is Blind would not fit your vibe at all. Like, I'm trying to picture you on Love is Blind and I'm freaking out.
I would get claustrophobic in the pod and be like, I'm sorry, I can't do this. I gotta go.
Well, like, I feel like you wouldn't accept a proposal from behind.
You'd be
like,
I don't think so.
You wouldn't accept a proposal from behind a wall. Like, you would need to see everything.
Oh my god, I'm just also picturing you.
Is Love Blind, Colby? Is it?
Colby would accidentally end up getting proposed to by a dude who's like 5'5".
I would break the rules. I'd be like, so how tall are you? Because you're not allowed to ask.
Yeah, you're not allowed to ask like physical attributes.
And they definitely like crop that out of the episode because he would lie about it or something like that, and then you'd meet him running out of the rooms and you'd be like literally double his height and you'd be like, ah.
So what you're saying is Love is Not Blind is correct. What you're saying. Interesting. But you wouldn't go in The Bachelor. I've been seeing a lot of stuff about Bachelorette, I should say, the latest one, Jen.
Yeah.
And how like her guy that she like chose like was in it for clout. And
oh yeah, that's
I want it's to been watch like confirmed the finale.
He like has been, or either that he was in it for clout / he thought it was going to be Maria.
Yeah, because he followed her or something.
I guess it was like kind of advertised that the next Bachelorette was going to be Maria, and then they were like psyched because she said no or something.
Yeah,
which is so unfair to Jen. I felt so bad for
her.
Yeah,
that is really
unfair. I wasn't really following, but I saw like clips of her crying at the reunion or at the after the final rose.
Yeah,
because they made her watch like the proposal scene.
Well, the new host is like horrible.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of things like that.
I really want to watch it,
but now she's going to be on Dancing with the Stars.
And yeah, they were like, so here's her ex, Joey, who was The Bachelor when she went on it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's always so interesting to me, like, who... You can tell who has a great PR team based on the Dancing with the Stars contestants of today.
Yeah.
Because some of them, I'm just like, really?
It's such a mixed bag.
Yeah. Like, really? Are we sure about that? Like, yeah. Why?
Okay, but wait. Speaking of Dancing with the Stars, did you see Mauricio and Dorit?
Yes, I did see
the
that.
Allegations?
But that's been a thing.
Oh, really?
People have been speculating that they have been secretly in love.
That is so crazy.
I just saw it on
TikTok last night and I was shooketh.
Yeah.
Shooketh.
I wish Katie knew these people. But like, do you know Mauricio Umanzi?
Yeah.
I couldn't speak.
No.
Okay.
No.
He's a housewife's husband.
He's so handsome.
I think
so
I've heard of him.
They're objectively really famous from the Housewives now.
Okay,
now Kyle Richards and Mauricio Umanzi.
I know he had his own show too, Selling Beverly Hills or something,
and it just got canceled.
Buying Beverly Hills,
right? Oh, did it get canceled?
I think because
one season wonder.
I heard through the grapevine that that I know the show got canceled. I don't know who this dude is.
I'm curious why though, because I can't imagine that any of the other multiple real estate shows on Netflix that aren't Selling Sunset are more successful than that was.
Well, Buying Manhattan just got renewed.
Yeah.
For another season. Yeah.
It was pretty good. That. Yeah.
It was good. And I think like anything involving Manhattan real estate, like, will just do well.
Ryan Sarant's also really good TV, I think.
He's so good, like, on camera. He's such a good presence.
He's skilled at it. He was on Million Dollar Listing for so long.
Oh, that used to be my favorite show.
But I feel like the Manhattan one, too, has an advantage because Selling Sunset, Selling the OC, Million Dollar... Like,
yeah, people are over.
There's so many LA real estate shows, I guess.
Yeah.
That so they need, like, a New York
one. The Manhattan one?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm surprised. I guess maybe there has to have been another Manhattan-based real estate show.
There was Million Dollar Listing New York, but I don't think that that's a thing anymore. I know Million Dollar Listing is still a thing because I've been watching it, but it's just the LA one.
Interesting.
I mean, the old Million Dollar Listing New York was just so good.
It was like, so good.
Frederick Eklund was great TV. Ryan Sirhan was great TV.
I never
TV.
Saw that. Maybe I should watch it.
You should watch it. It's just totally interesting.
Oh, okay.
And it was so focused on like the real estate of it all, I feel like. So like the sick New York City apartments, like it was just so nice.
It's such a great format because I'm just so nosy. I want to see what these places look like.
Yeah.
You know, I'm Nosy Nelly.
Nosy Nelly over
nosy
there.
Nosy Nelly.
Anyway, welcome back to another episode of Match Made in Manhattan with Katie, Colby, and Adam.
Girls, how we doing?
Because we were going to forget.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were chit-chatting.
Okay, so wait, back to where this whole conversation began.
Fashion week.
Well, fashion week, but Adam's birthday coming up.
Adam's birthday.
What are your goals for 28?
My goals.
Like, what are you, like, excited about? What are you leaving behind in 27?
Oh, that's hard.
Because the next time we talk, you will be 28.
We will.
So.
All right, well.
While you have
that's
time.
True.
I don't
you
know.
We'll all be 28.
Yeah, we'll all be 28 for a short time.
Yeah, that's true. So. I don't know. I feel like I'm pretty happy with my life right now. Like, my new job is kind of exciting. It's keeping me busy. Like, I love all of our friends. Having yeah. fun. Traveling a lot.
There I are really no ties nothing. That you're cutting?
No.
What is that? Where did that come from?
Well, I was like, I love all our, you said, what are you leaving behind?
Oh, I thought that was like yeah. a subtle, like, something that happened. I don't know.
I did too, oh, and no. I was racking my brain.
Like,
I was like,
no, tea. Like,
I'm
okay.
just curious.
I was like, what tea does Colby want yeah. me to spill right now?
Was something like.
No, like, I literally have nothing to leave behind. Like, I feel like things are good. Like, maybe I need to, like, chill a little bit more.
What do you mean?
Like you're I'm just, definitely burning out a little bit.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, I've been working, like, a lot, kind of.
I think it's you have. Easy to do that in the city. So yeah. easy to do that.
But it's, like, on the opposite end, it's, like, nice to keep yourself busy nonstop, but then you, like, are busy nonstop, and then all of a sudden you sit down and you're like, oh, fuck, I'm, like, kind of burning out a little bit.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I got to manage that a little bit better. But okay. I have nothing to leave behind, I think. I think we're good. We're good and happy. I'm excited
we're
for 28.
We're cruising into 28.
You have a brand new mattress.
I have a brand new mattress. I took Danielle's mattress.
Courtesy of Danielle.
Thank you, Danielle. I've been sleeping like a little angel baby every night.
Good.
On my new Casper mattress from Danielle.
Adam acquired Danielle's old mattress because she upgraded to a king.
Yeah.
And Adam quickly snapped that up.
You should have seen Danielle and I like getting this mattress out of her apartment.
Was it a whole?
A mattress is like a big situation.
It's a no joke item
they're
to transport.
Heavy. They are yeah. much heavier than they look, yeah. you know?
And I hired a TaskRabbit. So it's like me, Danielle, and this TaskRabbit. We go into Danielle's apartment and there's literally one thing left in the apartment and it's the mattress. And it's in the middle of the bedroom. And outside of the bedroom, there are not millions. I was about to be very dramatic, but there's five workers who are all painting the apartment. So me, Danielle, yeah. and this TaskRabbit are trying to maneuver this mattress like around all of the wet paint all over the walls.
Oh my God.
It was a whole ordeal. And we're like dragging it through. And you know her apartment has that long hallway.
It's giving pivot.
Yeah.
Pivot. Like from Friends.
Literally.
Wait, that's
and so,
so funny.
Like us like dragging this onto the streets of Manhattan. Oh, it was
what
it was
did
trauma.
You do with your old one? Did you just like put it on the street? What do you do with an old mattress? Because I've like learned recently that you can't sell mattresses legally.
Oh, you can't
in
you
New
can't
York.
Sell legally?
New York, you're not used. You're not allowed to sell used mattresses. It's illegal.
It's because like the this bed is bug new. Pandemic?
I think so, because like that was such an issue like years ago. Maybe.
Also, yeah. just like cleanliness.
Right. But like if you have like a cover slash, I mean, mattresses are not cheap.
No.
So for
no.
someone that just doesn't have the funds to purchase a mattress, like, wouldn't that be nice? I think that's why if you notice, if you go on Facebook Marketplace, there's a lot of free mattresses.
Yeah.
Because legally, like, you could get in trouble.
But I would also say mattresses are in general really hard to move. So like if I didn't live in a building with a staff, like, I wouldn't know what to do with that mattress. Like, I basically what happened is I bring my anything we want to throw away, we just bring to our main lobby in each person's individual hallway. And in the morning, all of the trash people come in and they collect like
yeah.
furniture and trash
yeah.
and everything like that. So I just left my mattress in kind of the yeah. main area. And then I just called my doorman and I'm like, hey, we have a mattress up here. And he's like, cool, we'll get it tomorrow. I do think this is going to be the last year that we'll probably live in my apartment.
What?
So,
really?
I think. I don't know.
You're not going to live there forever?
Year six.
6 years is enough.
Seven
years.
We just re-signed our lease for a seventh year. So
you
we have 11
so
months
so
left.
So wild.
So funny.
I know. I'm going to be literally chronically depressed when I leave that apartment.
You're going to like accidentally go there a lot, I bet.
Or you'll be really happy.
Like
imagine
autopilot.
You find like the most amazing new space
so that's
to hunker down in.
I do think it'll be kind of fun because I would love to explore like a new neighborhood. Like I would love to live in like Tribeca or the West Village or like
yeah.
somewhere still on the West Side, but maybe like a little bit higher up, even though I love Fidine where I live. But yeah, it's going to be really sad.
Well, it's just like end of an era, right?
Yeah.
Like that's the feeling of like, then you won't maybe like live with the guys still. Like
I know.
Things change.
I mean, the boys, like, they got to move in with some girls, I guess. They got to ditch little gay Adam.
you taught them so much, you know, like when it comes to like the dishwasher and like the shoe rack, and you've done so much for these boys.
I've raised them. I have raised the boys into men.
They're ready to like push them out of the nest, you know?
I'm really curious as to what they're going to be like though when they don't live with me. Because I seriously think that they are under the impression that like dishes just evaporate into thin air. Like,
yeah, and I had this conversation.
We did. I had the same conversation with Colby.
Yeah.
Because like literally, like I don't think that they've ever done a dish in their life. And sometimes they will see me doing it. If they see me doing it, they will run over and try to help.
Yeah.
But like I'm like the fairy in the night. Like I come in and I clean up all the dishes because in the boys' eyes, they're like, oh, if I leave these dishes for a day or two, it's not the end of the world. But for me, it's like if the dishes stay in the sink for longer than like 30 minutes, I'm like,
they just smell out and look bad. It's the aesthetics. Yeah. Like I do my dishes once a day. Like if I like, you know, use a water glass, I'll put it in there. And then, but before I go to bed every night, I do the dishes. Yeah. Like for sure.
Exactly.
But yeah, living with someone else does complicate that. Cause if you have different schedules of like,
right,
you know, if like someone were to see me have a dish in the sink from this morning and be like, why isn't she doing something with that? But yeah. I know that I have a plan to do it once I'm done my work today.
Right.
But yeah.
The boys also, I'm so serious, have never vacuumed any common area.
That's so funny.
Or like wash the towels. Like I wash all the towels.
So how are they gonna function? Poor girlfriends, or like girlfriend and future girlfriend, right?
I actually should have trained them better. Like I actually just took care of too much.
Well, no, they'll learn the hard way. They're grown men.
You're right.
They should know. Honestly, Jack's similar. He like loves to just like throw his clothes on the floor and just like not do anything about it.
We don't
even live together yet.
Yeah, that's nuts.
I'm like, honey, there's a place for those things. And the golf clubs have been in my kitchen, as you can see, for like a week.
I did notice the golf clubs in the kitchen. I was like, you know, Jack, there are closets and places to hide.
There's also like your apartment, like where you live. No, he was rushing out of here this morning and he didn't take him. But
okay, when
like,
Jack eats out of a bag of chips, does he put a clip on the bag or does he roll it up and then like put the rolled up bag on the counter face down so that the roll up stays intact? Do you know what I'm talking about?
I know you're talking about clip, but I have to like source the clip for him. You know what I mean? Okay. It's like he will be like, so where's his favorite thing is being like, where is XYZ? Where's this? Where's that?
Mm-hmm.
To be fair, he does it. This is my apartment. So that's a fair question, I think, to be like, where? But then after a while, you'd think like, okay, he would remember. He doesn't have to ask me again. But then, you know what? I actually thought the other day, I'm like, I was, and honestly still am, the queen of when I go home, I'm like, Like, my mom is my second, like, half of my brain when I'm home.
Yeah.
Like, because she also remembers everything about where I put things. Like, she knows where everything is. And growing up, I was so like that. And I'm like, maybe that's just, like...
Life.
Like, yeah. It's like someone... It just is, like, helpful to be like, hey, where is it? Even though, like, my brain is still working towards me finding it. Like, I'm actively trying to find what I'm looking for. But my mom might know quicker than I do. So I'm going to ask her. You know? So, like, it kind of makes sense. It's like, okay, well.
I guess when I'm looking for stuff, I talk to myself and I'm like, where did I put that?
Having a full conversation with yourself.
Yeah.
My favorite thing is when I'm, like, putting something somewhere in a new place than where I've put it before. And I actively know in my mind, I'm like, I'm going to have a hard time finding this when I'm looking for it next. Mm-hmm. Like, but this, like, makes more sense, me putting it here. Or, like, I'm too tired to put it where it needs to go. But I fully know I'm going to make my life harder in the future. But I'm like, future me will figure it out. Future me will find it.
Yeah, that's fair. The boys do that too, but they like the way that the boys operate is they like everything to just be in sight. So they will never put anything in a cabinet.
I see.
It's like things that they need will just be laying out on a counter. So like a bag of chips, for example, will be rolled up face down on the counter. And I'm like, no. That goes in the cabinet with a clip on it.
Yeah.
And I will put clips on it and they'll take the clips off, eat the chips, and then roll up the bag and put it face down. And I'm like... And they'll put the clip right next to the bag.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what the hell are you doing? Like, there's a clip there for a reason.
You should just, like, for 1 week, just don't pick up after them. Just live in misery.
It doesn't change.
It doesn't change anything?
No, because they don't notice. Like, really? They're fine.
Agree. Completely agree. And it's crazy.
I did try that because I went away for 2 weeks, and I'm legitimately the only person in my apartment who cleans more than like wiping down a counter. Like, I clean the bathroom. I came back and that bathroom literally clearly had not been cleaned since I last cleaned it before I left. And came back to an empty apartment, and I was like, at 3 a.m. when we got home, I was like, I literally like can't even pee in this bathroom. It's grossing me out so much that I was like scrubbing it down. Ugh.
Yeah.
Like scrubbing the shower, doing all of the gross chores that nobody wants to do. But like, how do you even feel clean in a shower that has like soap scum on it?
Exactly. Ugh. I was always under the impression, because I mean, I had roommates once during my LA time, which like wasn't even long enough for me to really like figure out how that goes. But I was always like, oh, people that live with multiple, like their apartments must be immaculate because they have multiple sets of hands, multiple like opportunities for people to help. Cause like, yeah.
Sweet Katie.
But I guess I was wrong. Cause I'm like, I have my days where I'm like, okay, I'm in cleaning mode. But like this weekend, for example, I like didn't have time to do my normal clean of my apartment. So I feel like I'm like behind and things, like I get anxious about it. But in the grand scheme, like when you see TikToks and see Alex Earl's apartment. Okay, guys, so you know that we love a good skincare and makeup routine, but did you know how you apply these products to your face can make all the difference?
Beneeza Beauty has been changing the game with their vegan and cruelty-free brushes since 2019. Their Pinnacle Foundation Brush is a fan favorite and has gone totally viral for a reason.
The Pinnacle Foundation Brush is seriously the key to flawless application. I could use the cheapest foundation, and this brush makes it look like I'm wearing a $200 formula. It's that good.
It's all in the design. The brush's triangular shape fits every corner of your face, so you can use it for foundation, contour, highlight, basically all your liquid and cream products.
And don't forget about their skincare brushes. The Pinnacle Skin Brush has completely changed how I apply my serums and moisturizers. No more using my hands. This brush ensures everything goes on smooth and evenly.
So check out the Pinnacle Foundation Brush and more at AnisaBeauty.com.
Use code MATCHMADE for 30% off site-wide. That's AnisaBeauty.com.
Check it out.
Spark something uncommon this holiday with just the right gift from Uncommon Goods. When you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses.
So a lot of us know that shopping for dad, shopping for boyfriend, shopping for men is very tough. Last Christmas, I was kind of freshly dating Jack and didn't really know what to get him. So I went to Uncommon Goods and I got him an Arsenal book. That's his soccer team that he supports. And it's a collection of different news printings from the past 50 years of Arsenal's history. So it was really great gift. He loved it. I also got him a customized candle, and I got my dad a whiskey creating kit. Like, you can DIY your own whiskey. There's a ton of good stuff on there.
Uncommon Goods has the most meaningful, out of the ordinary gifts on the market, and like Katie said, they even have gifts that you can personalize. Uncommon Goods will be at Grand Central Holiday Fair in Vanderbilt Hall and Grand Central Terminal in New York City, November 11th through December 24th. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/matchmade. That's uncommongoods.com/matchmade for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
Happy holidays.
You earned a degree in the behavioral health field because you wanted to make a difference. And you're needed now more than ever. Through the new Great Minds Fellowship Program, recent Ohio graduates may be able to receive as much as $20,000 in student loan support when working full-time at a community behavioral health center. Apply before November 15th. To learn more about program eligibility, visit highered.ohio.gov. That's highered.ohio.gov.
It makes me feel a lot better about my life.
Yeah.
Have you seen her apartment?
Oh, yeah. A mess.
Yeah. And I'm like, I don't know how she like functions. Like, how can she find things? That's the question.
I can't sleep in a room like that.
Yeah.
Like, it's impossible to relax.
Has more like clothing on the floor than the floor that was like poking out of the clothing. So that does make me feel a little bit better about my organized chaos that is my apartment.
Her rooms remind me of like the hoarder shows.
Yes, you know, seriously. Talking about.
Yeah. Yes.
I hate Charo's chart because I love her so much, but like her floors do look like a hoarder.
I know. I love her too, but I'm like, I hate to ask this question, but like if she wasn't so beautiful and like put together like physically, would we, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Would people say the same
would
thing?
Would people or, say the same thing? Like, oh, it's like endearing. Like, oh, how cute.
Oh, it's so cute and
Alex
fun.
Alex is such a hot mess. Hot mess being like, you know, the her whole brand. Like, what if she wasn't hot? Would it still be a, it wouldn't be. a hot mess, would it?
She'd be
a mess.
It would be like, I don't know. I just, you know, the double standard.
There is a double standard there.
Alas. Wow. Okay. Does anyone have any updates for us? Any?
Colby and I both went on dates, actually. We've like really like been, we went ham.
I feel like we can abandon our cleaning topic and talk about like, I don't know.
Yeah, dating. We can talk about some fun stuff.
Talk about something better.
No, Colby and I both went crazy.
Yeah.
And like simultaneously, like Colby and I went to dinner last weekend. We texted Katie, but Katie wasn't feeling well. So on Saturday, we went to Emmett's on Grove. We sat at the bar.
Oh, yeah. Well, we weren't even supposed to do that.
Yeah, it was just like last minute. We weren't supposed to do anything.
Supposed to be on my date.
Yeah, I was like, that was like definitely an impromptu hang that I didn't know was happening. And then I heard later on that it was because of a date cancellation, question mark?
Yeah. No, that was on Sunday.
Yeah, Sunday.
Yeah.
And then we both went on a date on Monday.
Yeah.
Yes. And so we both, well, you had, I guess, scheduled the date, but then I was sitting next to you and I was like, fuck it. Like, I want to schedule a date too. Or no, we were sitting down and that guy that I had been messaging Hinge, who ghosted me like weeks before, was like, came, just slithered back on.
Back from the dead.
Slithered back in. He said, hey, Adam, how's it going? And I was like, good. And he was like, what are you doing tomorrow? I was hanging with you.
Who is this guy? Give us some background.
What are his defining qualities?
The Fire Island guy. Sorry.
No, but I also have been seeing the Fire Island guy.
Okay.
So quick like recap on Fire Island guy. Fire Island guy and I went on two dates. And did I already talk about the date with Fire Island guy? I feel like I didn't. Because when did we record?
You did talk about the first date.
Oh, I did?
Was there another date?
We went on a second date.
Yeah. No, you only talked about the first date because you were like, he was so hot and you were like,
oh, right. And then
you were like, oh my God, this man is so hot. And like, but you didn't think.
Yeah, and then he texted you.
You didn't think he was
right
into it because he didn't like want you to come home with him afterwards.
Right, exactly. I'm so toxic. Anyways, 2 days later, we went on another date. So we went on a date last weekend on Saturday. We went and got dumplings this is actually kind of a funny story. We got dumplings in Chinatown. At like Dim Tai Fung or something like that. And we get dumplings. It's super humid outside. Like, I'm sweaty as hell. He makes some joke being like, so are you going to invite me to your apartment or what? Me, my flex wall, and my two roommates. I was like, this is my work. It's also the middle of the day.
Broad daylight.
with no
dumpling.
Post-dumpling hookup with no notice for him to come to your apartment.
I was like, the date that you wanted to do was us getting dumplings
sounds
in Chinatown.
Like my worst nightmare, like having someone come over here unannounced. Like, no way, I'm not ready. I probably have underwear on the floor. No.
Exactly. So in my head, I'm like, I think the way that I responded is I was uncomfortable. So I just like giggled or something like that. Yeah. And so he fully thought he was coming over after. And so what do? Is I guide him on like a Fidei walking tour. I'm like, oh, I need to show you Brookfield Place. Like, you haven't seen Brookfield Place. And so I'm like walking him all over Fidei. Meanwhile, I'm texting the boys and I'm like, holy fuck, like, this guy like, wants to come over.
Stalling. Like, you're stalling. Well, are they going to, like, do your dirty work for you and, like, prep things?
No, the boys were obviously like, we'll leave the apartment. Like, come over. Bring him over. Like,
oh, you wanted them, like, out. I see.
Well, I didn't want him out. I was more like, Alex, like, what do? I don't want this guy to come over. It's the middle of the day. I'm hot as fuck. Like, I'm sweating. I just ate dumplings. And this boy wants to come to the apartment in the broad daylight.
It actually was a million degrees that day, too.
It was so gross. And, like, call me an alcoholic, but we also had no drinks. And, like, what am I going to do? Bring him back to my apartment with no security blanket?
No social lubrication. No.
Yeah, I need a little social lubricant to get me, like,
yeah,
you know.
No, that's, like, very
nice naked after dumplings.
Yeah, naked after dumplings.
Naked after dumplings.
Some tequila in me or something.
No tequila in the system. Like, that just sounds like
a recipe for disaster.
Well, it just sounds like a lot. Like,
sounds like you need to be more comfortable with one another rather than just meeting each other that day.
This man is bold that he suggested that.
Oh, yeah. And he was adamant. Like, he was coming to my apartment.
Did he pregame the dumplings without telling you?
Maybe. Perhaps. Perhaps there was some pre-dumpling pregame going on.
Okay.
But anyway, so we're on this walking tour down the West Side Highway. I mean, we're probably walking for like 45 minutes. And then I am like, okay, this is how I'm going to get out of this. I go on my phone. I check by my friends. Both of the boys had excavated the apartment. They were both completely gone. So, like, I totally could have brought him back. But I was like, oh, my God. Both of the boys are home and I'm not trying to have a meet and greet today. Sorry.
Wow.
And then he was like clearly very confused and he was like, okay, like, do you have time to come to Chelsea? And I was like, oh no, sorry. Like, I told Colby I would help remove some chairs.
Chairs.
Which I actually did.
Yeah. So you did get new chairs though.
I did get new chairs.
Okay,
so
that's not a lie.
And I did go help Colby move chairs, so I did not lie.
Yeah.
But objectively, I had told him beforehand, like while we were at lunch, I was like, oh, by the way, like, I'm gonna hang out with you for a few hours, but then I do have to go help my friend Colby move
chairs.
Which
is what we tell people to do. You always have a plan afterwards. So why did he think that the plan was not like a plan?
Well, during lunch, Colby foiled my entire plan and she texted me and she was like, hey, I moved the chairs without you, like, you're good. And I was like, no. go put the chairs back. Like, I need the opt out.
Oh my God. Case.
Not that I wasn't having fun. Like, I actually really like hanging out with this guy. Like, he's like, he's cool.
Yeah, but you want to move kind of slow.
Yeah.
In doses.
But I was like, I'm not gonna have sex with you at 2 p.m. after I just ate some dumplings and
yeah,
I'm sweating.
It's a time and place situation. Time and place.
So I wasn't interested. So anyways, dropped this boy off at the subway, told him I had to go help Colby move some chairs. Go help Colby move some chairs. And that's how the day went.
Okay.
This guy and I have actually been texting every single day since. But obviously, like, I've been out and about. Like, after that date, I went to Toronto last week for a few days.
Yeah.
Which, listeners of the podcast were all up in my DMs asking me if I saw Canada Man. Unfortunately, I did not see Canada Man. He had his mom's birthday. And he was like, wait, I'll have
likely
my mom's...
Likely story.
Yeah,
he's married. Like, okay. Likely story. He's married.
But then I was like calling bluff too. I was like, it is not your mom's birthday. And then of course, like an hour later on his Instagram story is him wishing his mom a happy birthday and her blowing out candles. I was like, that's a pretty safe video.
He did have to do that.
It's his wife. So it's his wife.
This is also kind of funny. And then I wanted to hear about Kobe's date because I will not take all this folly here, but...
Oh, I'm feeling
all ears. My neck is just sore.
I'm feeling all so blessed that you guys both went on dates.
Do you want me to raise that for you?
No, it's okay.
Colby's like breakneck, like the garage on the couch right now because her microphone stand is trash. So anyways...
So I'm just taking a break down here while you talk.
So that guy and I go on a date on Saturday. Colby and I go to dinner on Sunday. And Colby had told me that on Monday she had a date. And so this guy also that I've been talking to now for 2 weeks had asked me on his third date for that Monday on Labor Day.
So this is the Hinge guy now.
Yeah. Well, no. So we're not at the Hinge guy yet. We're still on, what did I call him last time? Fire Island. Let's just call him Fire Island. Easy.
Thor.
No, we didn't call him Thor.
That was the other guy.
Thor was the hot one. The really hot guy that you... Thor.
Thor was the really hot one that I went on dates with. I hooked up with the guy on the roof that I made a weird interaction with at this thing. That I introduced myself to again just by going on four dates with him. Yes, anyways.
We can just call him Fire Island.
Yes, we're going to call him Fire Island. So that's the guy that I've been talking to for a couple of weeks. Went on a couple of dates.
Where did you go on the first date again?
We went to the place in the West Village. What's it called? On the corner across from Dante. Cafe Clooney.
Yep, Cafe Clooney.
Nailed it.
Oh, right. Oh. Okay, and you said it was like really romantic and cute.
It was cute.
Like, good
I
spot.
Remember, and then I pretended to be a chill girl because he was like, oh, like, corner bistro. And I was like, oh my God, I love a $6 burger.
Right, and we're like, no, you wouldn't want to go somewhere on a first date.
Styrofoam plate.
That has styrofoam plates.
He was like, oh, perfect. We can like go somewhere chill next time. I was like, yes, I would love that.
Okay, cool. So this
Feed me my drink in a plastic cup. It's the only way I want it.
So the dumplings was the chill date.
So the dumplings was our second date.
Second date. Okay, so then there was a third date planned.
Third date planned for Monday, tentatively. But then Monday or like Sunday night came, and then Colby and I were sitting in Emmett's on Grove, and this guy that I wanted to go on a date with from weeks ago messaged me on Hinge while I was sitting with Colby and was like, hey, Adam, how's it going? Or something like that. Like, we were supposed to plan a date a couple weeks ago, and then I guess he was in Montauk or something like that, so it got delayed.
Yeah.
And so I was like, oh, shit, like, this guy's asking me on a date. Like, I think I should go on a date with him tomorrow.
Oh, so you booted the other guy.
So I booted the other guy. I went on a date with Hinge guy on the Monday.
He said, put me in, coach.
He said, put me in, coach.
The other guy is on the bench.
Yeah.
Fire Island's on the bench.
Fire Island was on the bench. But also, I was like, I like Fire Island more.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, the other guy was, like, kind of cute. And, like, I was curious about him.
And you had just seen the Fire Island
guy. And I had just seen Fire Island yesterday. So I need to, like, keep my options open.
And
you
need to, yeah. Like, you can, yeah, exactly. Keep the options open. You can't put all your eggs in one basket. Like,
exactly. And also, objectively, I think I told you guys that our mutual friend said that Fire Island was, like, a man of the town.
Kind of, like, yeah, gets around. Yeah.
Gets around a little bit.
Wouldn't be one to be tied down.
Exactly. So I had that information in my head, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to have a little bit of a roster. Like, I like Fire Island, and I think he's great.
Yeah.
But I'm going to have a little bit of a roster for myself. So Colby and I are sitting together. Colby's telling me about how she's going on a date tomorrow, and I was like, okay, perfect. I'm going to schedule a date with Hinge guy, and we're gonna hang out. And then I was a little whore on Labor Day. And that's all that I'll say about my Hinge date. He bought me ice cream, and then...
He labored on Labor Day.
And then I was a laborer on Labor Day.
That was like the most shocking text to receive.
Yeah.
But I'm happy for you. Like, it sounds exhilarating.
I had a crazy day.
Okay.
I'm not gonna lie.
So, like, are you gonna see him again, or is it just like a fun, flirty fling?
Literally, I wish I could say, like, what the exit phrase was that this guy said to me on my way out of his apartment.
Was it sexual?
It was so sexual. I could not say it on the podcast, but, like, I may see him again. But if I do, I am very clearly a person in his life for a reason.
Okay, so it's like a fuck buddy.
Yes.
Okay. Which is fair.
Which is fair. So like, anyways, that was my... That
he's
was my,
up front with his intentions.
Yeah.
Like, he is, 100%.
Respect. Honestly, yeah. Respect. Not a terrible thing.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And he told me that he was going to show me his roof. And so I went back to his building because I thought we were going to see his roof.
Yeah. I thought you were getting ice cream and going on his roof.
Same.
Was the date.
I thought it was supposed to be a super innocent, cute little date. And he bought me ice cream. And then he's like, oh, do you want to like go see my roof? And I was like, yeah, I thought that's what we were going to do anyway.
Maybe that was like an innuendo, like a code word.
Yeah, well, he showed me his roof already. He showed me all kinds of things.
Raise the roof. Yeah. Wow.
And then he was like, let's stop in my apartment. I was like, okay, sure. And then we stopped in his apartment, and the next thing you know, I'm naked.
Okay.
There you go.
And the rest is history.
Well, how exciting. Wow, that's like a really lit Labor Day, okay? Lit.
I labored on Labor Day, as Colby said.
True.
Colby, give us your recap. Now that I've...
Yeah, hand off the baton. Now that I've
occupied Wall Street over here.
Hand the baton to Colby for her date.
I loved that. Adam's date was much more successful than, well, my first one. Okay, so I obviously had all of my pen pals, and I figured that I should make an effort to meet them now that I was back in the city. And Katie and I had gotten back from California on Wednesday, so by Friday I had, like, crashed and burned. And I was, like, recovering, whatever. And two of three of them happened to be in the city for Labor Day. So we made plans to see each other. One I was going out with on Sunday, and one of them I was going out with on Monday.
Sly.
And so Sunday rolls around, pen pal number three texts in the morning that he, like, hi, just want to make sure that we're still good to go for tonight. All sounds good. Whatever. He's like, I'm going to make us a reservation when I'm back from my run. Whatever. And then my friend Abby and her coworker were going to get drinks at the new bar, actually across the street from Katie's apartment. And so I went there to meet up with them. And I was like, perfect. This is a great time filler between, like, just so that I didn't completely lose steam, because we weren't going to get drinks until 8:30 and I had nothing else to do.
It was a little pregame.
So it was perfect.
And yeah, it's the weekend.
Like, I'll have two drinks with them, and then, like, I forget what time that even was, like 4 o'clock. I was like, between 4 and 8, have a little bite to eat, then I'll go to my date. The timing was perfect in my head. As I'm walking out the door to go to meet up with them, he texts me and he's like, hey, I'm only proposing this because I think that you might be in a similar headspace, but I've had a really clean day today and I'm not really feeling like drinking, but still totally down for drinks if you prefer, but we can think of a non-drinking plan if you're in a similar headspace. In my opinion, these series of texts sounded like he was hung. He said that he was recovering a bit from the night before. I took that as he's hungover, doesn't want to go to drinks anymore because he had already confirmed the plan earlier in the morning.
Yeah,
and
but
then
now
is going back on it. So I was like, it sounds like he's like burnt out from the weekend, doesn't want to go, like doesn't sound like he wants to do anything sort of thing, and is looking for an out. And I was like, that's honestly fine. Like, I'm with my friends anyway. I can fill the rest of my day perfectly fine, and we can do something another day. So I said, hi, I'm meeting some friends right now for drinks, but I've been on that wave since I got back in town. I totally get it. Want to grab a drink another day this week. I was giving him the out that I thought that he wanted and giving him an opportunity to propose another plan. And he was like, I'd love to still hang out if you can. We can definitely push it if you're feeling a bit crammed. And
I hate how he keeps like bringing you into it.
Yeah.
Like, you,
I'm like, I don't feel crammed at all.
No, it's like,
I was good with our plan that we confirmed 3 hours ago.
He just assumed, like, he's like, I'm only saying this because I think you're in the same headspace as me. How the fuck does he know what headspace you're in?
Yeah, that's
also
so weird.
Like, it makes me, I would feel weird being like, don't tell me what I'm feeling.
Right.
Don't tell me what, like, we had a plan to get drinks. Right. You're now canceling or rewriting that plan 4 hours before I'm supposed to meet you.
Right.
That's so like,
and also not giving another option.
It's so indicative of your character and like right. how things would go if you were to continue seeing this guy.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Red flag.
And so then I just didn't answer because I was like, that's not sitting right with me. I'm not even sure what to say with that.
Yeah,
like
vibes.
I do not feel crammed at all. Like yeah. you're the one that doesn't want to do this.
You're like, thanks for putting words in my mouth, but no.
Literally. So then a half hour later, he sends me a question mark, which is just crazy. Like, not even questioning his message, sends a question mark. And I was like, sorry, I think I misread your message. I would meet for a drink tonight, but if you're not up for that, would you want to get coffee tomorrow? Which I didn't want to do anyway. But I was like, I'd rather do a non-drinking activity tomorrow when I'm not like excited to actually be out. That was my first time being out in the city in weeks.
Like, you already planned with your friends that were drinking involved.
Sitting like, on a picnic also on the West
literally
Highway?
Do yeah. what? Because he gave no recommendation of what to do.
Well, also, he would have to have like sent this text like in the morning. Like, right. It's just really disrespectful to send
yeah, he
that.
He confirmed
like,
the plan 3 hours before.
Right. That's Weird. What I really was not understanding. But so this is when it gets really bad. So then he was like, no, I'm really excited to see you tonight. I was going to suggest we go get hot cocoa or something. It was 85 degrees.
It's summer, and where would you even buy hot cocoa?
I don't know.
Like, he couldn't have just said ice cream? Like, why the fuck did he say hot cocoa?
I don't know.
Is he lactose intolerant?
I have no idea.
Is hot cocoa lactose? I feel like
it is. I think it has milk in it.
Yeah.
But I was like, let's not force tonight. Just relax, and we'll find another time to see each other soon.
Kobe said, you sit down over there.
Yeah, it was like, I'm not seeing you.
I'm not having hot cocoa with you.
Yeah. In the 90-degree weather.
Yeah, weird vibes. Not into it.
Yeah, it was very strange. So then Adam and I went on a date instead, which was all the better, honestly.
It was lovely.
Yeah, it sounds fabulous. Yeah. Emmett's and...
So we wrote that one off, and that is just more proof that Hinge hates me.
Did he say anything after that? Have you talked?
He said all good.
And then that's
I think it was a clean break.
Honestly, how exciting that it was a clean break, at least.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to deal with that now.
No.
It's like over. Cool.
Yeah.
Well, dodged a bullet there, I think.
I think so, too.
Yeah, weird vibes. I don't like how he handled any of that.
Yeah, it was just strange. And maybe I was just reading it wrong and reading too into it, but I was not into whatever the vibe was.
Yeah, bad vibes.
It shouldn't be this stressful before you're even meeting the person.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? It's like, if it's this stressful leading up, like just in the correspondence before the date, God.
Right.
No, run.
Exactly. And so then Monday, I went on a date with pen pal number 2. And that was all good and fun. And I don't know, like, what the vibe really was there. But, like, we walked home and he kissed me and it was fine. And, like, I think I would see him again, but I'm not, like, in love with him immediately.
Was it the looks or what was the...
Was it the banter?
I'm not, like, totally attracted to him. And, yeah, we've, like, talked, had a great conversation. But I wasn't feeling, like, romantically charged by him.
You weren't, like,
any
obsessed.
Way. Yeah. Which is not how I feel with like anybody that I end up having a extended situationship with. Usually I step away from a date where I'm like going to continue seeing somebody for a long time. Like, oh my God, I still don't feel like, oh my God, I can't wait to see him again. Or like, I want him to text me.
Yeah, true. I don't think you should be like, you should, or it's totally normal to feel like obsessed after date one, but you should like be excited to hear from them, excited right. to see them again.
Yeah.
Like, looking forward to it. But yeah, the attraction,
but it was,
can grow.
It was good in general. Like, it was a good date. I'm happy I went. Happy I met him.
Proud
and
of
we'll
you.
See what happens there. But now I'm, like, back to the drawing board.
Did you get some, like, significant lip action, or was it just a peck?
No, it was. I was not. I wasn't, like, feeling it like that.
So it was, like, a mwah? Or,
it
like,
was,
a...
It was, like, a... It was, like, a multiple...
Oh, it was like a...
Yeah, but it wasn't like... There was no tongue involved.
Oh, okay.
Is that still considered a makeout?
If there's no tongue?
Yeah, it wasn't a makeout like we kissed.
But, like, is that a makeout, though?
I don't think
what
so.
What is considered a makeout? Like, tongue has to be involved?
I guess if it's, like, an aggressive, like...
I'm Googling this.
I honestly feel like if you're kissing for, like, a minute, that's
definition
a
definition of a makeout.
Or if there's tongue.
Do you ever, like, massively overthink when you're making out with someone? Yeah. Like, I overthink the entire time I'm making out with someone. I'm like, is this too much tongue? Am I being too crazy?
No.
You don't? Maybe I just have really bad anxiety.
Yeah.
Making out can include French kissing, kissing each other's necks, grazing zones, and sucking and licking earlobes. Masterclass.com.
Like, when we were kissing, I was like, I don't think that I wasn't like, oh, I'm like really into this.
There's a makeout masterclass. Did you know this?
No.
How to make out. 5 tips to include your makeout session from Masterclass. So no. I'm still, the jury's out. Oh, making out involves opening your mouth and using your tongue. People can make out anywhere from a few seconds to an hour or more. Making out can lead to unprotected sex, whereas brief kissing may be safer and doesn't tend to lead to sex. Wow. Google is such a scary place.
That's crazy.
Don't kiss. It's like, what is it? Like, don't have sex, you'll get pregnant and die from Mean Girls. Anyway.
Something funny that did happen, though, on my date on Monday was we had decided we were going to go to this bar in my neighborhood. And I walked there and got there first, which was a first for me. And it was closed because it was Labor Day.
Right.
And then I like really had to think on my feet and quickly find a place. So I'm like wandering around in my kitten heels.
Like, oh, no.
Where do we go
now? There wasn't a reservation made?
No, like he had checked online.
But didn't make a reservation.
No, it's not that kind of... Like, we were just going for drinks. Like, it wasn't that type of place that you need a reservation.
Katie is not that kind of girl.
I would not be going if there's not a reservation. I don't care
where we're going. Oh, I've been on multiple dates to this place. Okay. I like it there a lot.
Well, I'm happy for you, but my stress levels could not fucking handle that.
I guess you probably can make a reservation there.
But you ended up somewhere else, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Where'd you guys go?
We went to Smith Tavern.
Oh, cute. Oh, I like that bar. It's the one that looks like in the window, right?
Yeah.
Really good steak.
Pretty.
And we were there for like 2.5 hours, actually, like almost 3 hours. It was a long time.
That's a long time.
And then I was like, I have to go to the office tomorrow.
Yeah.
I gotta go.
You said you got a blast.
School night. It was a school night date.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, if you're not like excited to see him again, then that kind of tells
you. School night dates are hard.
All you need to know, I guess.
Yeah. But I want to have a crush. It's like but that's the other thing is like, I am like chasing that feeling of having a crush so badly and I don't have that. So I'm like, what's the point?
I tagged Colby in this video of this like hot ass man asking him to date Colby on a date. So I'm really banking on that being an option for Colby. Yeah, but
he lives in California.
He'll move here.
Okay. I think so.
No, I know. Having a crush is exciting.
It's literally the best feel. It literally makes life feel worth living.
Yeah, I kind of miss that too. I don't like, really have that anymore.
That's all that
either.
I want.
Yeah.
And I don't feel that way. So, and that's after a first date, and I don't see it growing. So I think I'm just going to write it off.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Yeah, but then you can go on another date with someone else.
Correct. Yeah. I just need Hinge to decide it doesn't hate me anymore.
Oh, Hinge hates me too. Don't worry. Like, the dating apps are in general just bad.
Well, I actually think my new strategy is I'm going to go out on Sundays.
Love.
You're not going to go out, but like be outside on Sundays.
Not go on dates
now
on Sundays.
It's football.
Or go out.
Yeah, then no, like go sit at a bar on Sundays.
Yes, football Sundays are back.
Yeah. I went out yesterday, Sunday.
Yeah.
Because I really wanted to watch the US Open final and every single bar was just packed with hot guys.
Only the ones with
jerseys.
TVs. Only the ones with TVs. You got to go to the bars with TVs.
Oh, yeah. That's what we were looking for.
Yeah.
But we ended up at the Half Pint because that was one of the only places that was actually playing the U.S. Open on one screen, which was kind of crazy because there was an American in the final.
Where is Half Pint? Is that by Washington Square Park?
It's right by Amity Hall, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. I can picture it now. It's like right across or on the other corner.
So they were playing it on one TV.
Yeah.
And we watched it in there. But there were a lot of people there watching football. Every single bar was overflowing with men watching football. And I think that is a great gateway to meeting men.
Yeah, all the girls were out. When I was at Ruby's, there was this whole table of girls sitting there like in their cutest, their finest jeans and a cute top, boozing. And I knew, and they were like talking about the bars they were going to go to for watching the game.
Yeah.
I think everyone is on the same page.
Fall Sundays are such a vibe.
It's time.
We can do like a little West Village bop.
Yeah, honestly, Greenwich Village, there were so many bars, and I forgot about that. Bleecker Street Bar,
yeah,
is huge, and they all packed. Have TVs.
Yeah, like all of them.
Bleecker Street Bar is also so fun. I feel it's like that'd so be a fun place to go hunting.
Yeah,
I've only gone there once. I want to go.
It's cute.
It's fun.
We can do a Sunday fun day.
I'll be your wing woman.
This bring past Jack. Bring Sunday, every single bar was like, we have one TV reserved for each game because there were six football games on Sunday afternoon. Oh my
God. I feel like that's kind of crazy. I don't feel like that's usually how it is.
No, I feel like they're usually scattered a little bit, but
yeah,
this is the first major weekend, I feel like it was.
Like, of football?
Yeah.
Well, it started on Thursday, so yeah.
Yeah.
It's like the first weekend.
Yeah.
Thursday was the first game. Ravens lost. How upsetting.
I have nothing to contribute to this conversation.
Well, Baltimore, that's our team.
Right.
The Patriots won, I think.
Yay.
Ooh.
My sister lives next door to one of the players, and he, like, never does anything exciting. And he actually made a really good play in the game. So she was like, I can't wait to see him getting into his car this week so I can actually congratulate him on something.
That's so funny.
How exciting for him. How exciting for her neighbor. Anyway,
okay, well, love it.
I'm happy for you guys getting out there.
We're getting after it.
Getting some tongue or no tongue.
No tongue.
Getting some lip.
Getting some lip action.
Getting some lip action.
Over here. Yeah.
And cheers to toasts. Or no, cheers to toasts. Cheers to crushes.
Cheers
coming
to
soon.
Crushes.
We toast, need to cast another love spell.
Yeah.
I do.
Get that love candle back.
I literally was trying so hard to convince everybody on Friday to stop in at this psychic because she was luring us in, and I was like, I just really want to do it. And everybody told me that I was being crazy.
Wait, is it the one in the West Village next to, what's it called? No.
No.
Five
You're
guys?
Thinking the one next to, yeah. It was in the West Village. It was on a random side street, and this woman was looking out her window, summoning me. And
probably on Sullivan. I've seen that, and she does work. She does
leg
work.
It was creepy, but I was down,
honestly.
I think
we should go back. I'm down.
I was feeling that I needed to be led in the right direction.
Hmm. Yeah. Nature is healing, and so are psychics.
Yeah, it is.
Should we answer a DM?
Yes, we have a birthday related question, which I pulled specifically in honor of Adam's birthday.
It is so timely.
So we're going to help this girl out.
Let's help her.
Hello. I love the podcast and I've been listening since your first episode. I have a dilemma that I think you guys could help me with. My boyfriend's birthday is in a couple of weeks, and he recently told me that he's planning to have his friends over the weekend before his birthday to celebrate and asked if I would come. I told him yes and then asked if he wanted to do something just the two of us on the day of his actual birthday, and his response was, not really, it's on a Monday. And I said, oh, well, I was just wondering if you wanted to go to dinner or something. And he said, oh, that's sweet, but I'm having some people over, but having some people over the weekend before will be enough for me. Should I be annoyed by this? I'm asking because I am, and I didn't know if it's something worth bringing up to him or if I'm overreacting. Please help. Additional info, this is the first birthday since we've been dating, so I really don't have anything to compare it to. Also, I always make a big deal about my birthday. I know guys don't always do the same, but I personally think it's kind of weird to not even want to see your girlfriend on your birthday. He doesn't have plans for that day, and I'm a little hurt that I'm just being lumped in with all of his friends the weekend before, but I'm also self-aware and open to you guys telling me that I'm overthinking this, LOL.
How long have you been dating again?
This is the first birthday.
So less than a year.
So less than a year, yeah?
I think that if I had a significant other, I would personally be a little annoyed that, like, they didn't want to hang out with me on their birthday, and, like, the only way that we're celebrating is with their group of friends the time before. Like, that would personally annoy me. But also, that being said, I would kind of have to take a step back, I think, and realize, like, it's not my birthday. And if it's their birthday and they just want to chill, like, that's their thing, you know?
Yep.
Like, not everybody is going to be a birthday person and, like, feel in their mind that it's important to them that they are with their significant other on their birthday or something like that, you know? Like, she can still make it nice for him, you know? Like, I'm sure she can, like, surprise him with, like, something, like, send him a cupcake. I don't know.
Like, bring over a cupcake after work or something.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. The fact that she said that he isn't going to see her, though, at all. Because I was like, that could be cute just to have a chill night at home, bring over a cupcake and a bottle of wine or something.
I don't even, she's saying, like, I think it's kind of weird to not even want to see your girlfriend on your birthday. I don't think that's what's happening here.
Right.
I don't think it's him not wanting to see you. That'd be crazy. Like, maybe first and foremost, maybe he has a weird relationship with his birthday. Like, I don't know. Some people really do. Like, get very upset on their birthday.
Yeah.
Like, people get upset on their birthday sometimes, like past trauma of like people not giving a fuck about their birthday or something. You know, there's like things there. But I think like it would be fully, totally fine for you to do like a little cute gesture, but it's not him. Like, I don't think this is him saying, I think it's just him being like, oh, I'm already doing, like, we're going to do something all together with all the people I love in one room. Like, why do I need to do something else? I think he just genuinely doesn't know that, like, this, that he could also have a birthday dinner with his girlfriend and it wouldn't be seen as, like, you're doing too much.
Yeah,
you know?
Birthdays are for girls.
Birthdays are for girls only.
And the gays.
And the gays. But, like, you know what I mean? It's like, I think he genuinely feels like, oh, I'm going to, like, I think he's like, I'm so excited that, like, I'll have everyone together and kind of, you know, kill multiple birds with one stone. Like, I don't think he realizes how important it is to you to celebrate him.
She should just suggest that, like, she come over and they order in or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I want to order us dinner and plan something cute.
Maybe you don't even use the word plan.
Yeah, I'm going to bring us dinner.
Yeah. Just be like, I'll bring over dinner and we can watch a movie. Yeah.
I think, like, the fact that he called out the fact that it's on a Monday is important here. I bet he's just, like, not used to...
Maybe you guys have the same birthday.
Doing something special on a Monday.
Yeah, September 16th.
True.
When did she send this in?
So you said the birthday's in a couple of weeks. Yeah. Wait, I think it might be.
That'd be crazy. Unless it's today.
Oh, either that, it might be today.
Ooh.
Ooh.
We might be late.
Fuck. Well, if you're listening to this after the fact, I hope you got him a cupcake. Damn it. I guess this is helpful for other people that might be listening with a similar situation. Yeah.
Get him a cupcake and some sloppy toppings.
But I do also feel like boys probably are like, I am celebrating my birthday.
Yeah, like what? I feel adequately celebrated. Yeah. Well, also, like, are you getting him a present? Like, I feel like that would be a good situation to then, like, oh, I'll come by after work and give you, like, the gift I got for you. It's nothing big. Mm-hmm. Like, no, if he's weird about you wanting to celebrate him in a small way, like bringing over takeout or like a cupcake or like a present, like you need to have a talk about that. Cause come on.
Yeah. If you suggest like, oh, I'm going to come over and bring you something. And he's like, no, it's okay. I just want to be myself. Like that's weird vibes.
That's weird vibes. And you need to talk to him about it. Even if it comes down to like him having to share like some maybe painful things from his past, like being like, this is why I have a weird relationship with my birthday. At least you'll have clarity. Cause otherwise I would feel like really underappreciated as the girlfriend, or like, just like, I'd be like, what did I do wrong?
Yeah.
You need to like hash that out.
Agree. Aligned.
But I really don't think, I think you might be overthinking this, to be honest. I think he's just like a boy. Honestly.
Boys are interesting boneheads. Creatures.
Boneheads is right.
Straight boys.
That's true.
Oh, yeah. No, whenever we say boys, we mean
a bunch of boneheads.
Yeah, exactly. You know what we mean.
I do. And I think that's all we have time for, gals.
Yeah, I'm getting hungry. I want dinner.
Same. I'm ravenous. Well, until next time, we'll have some updates on whatever we do for my birthday.
Yes, we will.
And maybe Colby and I will find a crush.
And we'll all be 28. I hope so.
And we'll all be 28.
Another year older and wiser.
And with that, love ya. See ya.
Bye. Bye.
I need to get my nails done before my hand modeling job tomorrow.
What are you doing? Is it for...